Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the, it was going to be named for the building, you know, we really were able to work with teams at Nike Branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually in putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically, you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story, and we are here to tell it.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm. Maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's May 11th, 2021, and this is episode 72 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're new to the podcast, you need to know that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and hopefully to spark conversation, maybe even to stir the pot sometimes. I want you to think about and to explore these topics even further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Yesterday, we kicked off the week by talking about alternative career paths. I told you that this is a special topic for me because it's part of my story. What about you? Is there a twist to your story? Do you know someone else that's had an alternative career path? Like I said yesterday, the alternative part of the path could be before school, after school, or even years after you started your career. So what's your story? And what about what you want to do? What you dream about doing? What else would you do? If you missed yesterday's episode, or if you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 71. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, even if you're not a Facebook person, I still encourage you to make the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. In fact, I have an easy link that you may be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about joining that group and think about adding to those live conversations that we have every day. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll take things in a slightly different direction. We go from alternate career paths to looking at different practice models. So today's question is, can you imagine or do you have an alternative architecture services practice model? What does that even mean? I think in the context of this week, we should talk about a different, I guess, a non-traditional way to serve your clients. A few weeks ago, when Patrick McLamey was our Context and Clarity Live guest, he described how HOK became the leader in the design of Major League Baseball stadiums. Now, I want to be clear that I'm not saying that HOK is some sort of alt practice, but I think there's a really important concept in the story that Patrick told. The story was really about understanding your client's business, maybe even better than they do on some level, so that if you understand their business, your value proposition is actually making their business better. For anyone that ever wants to talk about explaining the value of an architect, I think if you're at the point where you view your job as actually making your client's business or your client's life better in real, measurable ways, you won't have to explain your value anymore. So what's that got to do with service models? Well, I wonder if there are things that you can do, ways that you can apply your knowledge and your skill in the realm of your client's business, even if you wouldn't necessarily consider it quote-unquote architecture. Are there ways that you can expand or pivot your services to make your client's business better? I think there are ways to help your clients that don't even involve drawing lines on paper and that represent great opportunities. And I don't think it would be hard for you to imagine a way or point out an example of one of those things. I immediately think about workplace designers that morph into organizational designers or project managers that become program managers for major clients. I can name one example of each of those just in Indianapolis where I live. So here's my challenge to you. If you don't already have an idea or an actually unique service model, think of what you could or want to create. Think of how you can turn your favorite client into a lifelong raving fan by digging deeper on what they need and how you can make their business or their life better. It's going to be somewhat non-traditional, so let's go out on a limb here. How can you create a service model that ends any dispute over the true value of an architect? Give it some thought and join me this afternoon. Let's see where this Context and Clarity conversation goes today. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.